Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to take issue with something you said, Kenny.
Issue?
An issue.
Go ahead.
You said before we went to break.
Is this on or off air?
On the air.
Okay.
You said, hey, in October.
November.
If there's a bad game.
November.
Are we going to look back that he wasn't there at voluntary minicamp? I said, no. No, we won't.
First of all, you didn't give me an answer. You said, well, we talk about a lot of things.
But let me ask you this.
Okay.
If he doesn't, and I would pray he would show up next week, because I think he's a bad teammate if he doesn't show up next week.
Well,
I do. If he doesn't show up next week, I think he's being a bad teammate.
Well, it's mandatory.
Can I say that, or am I going to get yelled at by all of Browns Nation? Can I say, if he doesn't show up next week, he's a bad teammate?
Is it a mandatory thing? Then yes. If I'm supposed to show up to work and I don't show up to work, I'm a bad worker.
Okay, but are we going to look back in October? If he doesn't show up next week, too, are we going to look back and say that's why he's struggling? No, we're not going to do that either. I'm not.
Okay. I'm just pointing that out.
And by the way, if he would have showed and then played well, I wouldn't have said, see?
Because we have to have the ground rules here. Because I busted Kenny Stones before the show this morning, because Kenny's Mr. Leather Vest over there. And I said, hey, you're not coming to the golf outing. I wasn't invited. Well, it's not mandatory for Kenny to go to the golf outing.
It never has been in 7 years.
It's mandatory for Kenny.
It'll get brought up in the meetings that matter.
Yes, it will, and that's part of the reason that I'm bringing it up right now, because eventually it's going to be mandatory next year. However, it's mandatory for Kenny to show up to work here today.
Give me an advance notice on it.
That's the problem. That's the problem with it. So when you put something in there as voluntary, yeah, man, I'm going to be D. Maurice Smith about it, because the NFL has created this. And most guys sit out voluntary things because they're trying to prove some sort of a point, which it doesn't prove any sort of a point, really, because it's a voluntary workout.
I would feel better about it. Like, next year at this time, if the Browns go 12-4 and OBJ has the year that everybody's hoping he has, and they go to the playoffs and he makes big plays, and again, because remember, he still has not had any moments in the playoffs. Maybe not all his fault, but he just hasn't. He hasn't done anything. He can't even come into the locker room and be like, this is how to be a winner. He can't. He's never won in the NFL. Mm-hmm. If they did all that next year or this year, then I'd be like, who cares? Who cares? He's already proven. Baker and him are on the same page. It doesn't matter. But because they haven't done any of that, because there is no veteran leadership on this team, they're the youngest, one of the youngest teams still in the NFL, because Freddie's a first-time head coach, I just wish he would have been to something a little more than what he's been at. That's all. I mean, people are using terms I don't even know I can use on the air. I'm honestly, we're sitting here having a conversation. I'm making arguments that I wish he was there. Am I losing my mind? Am I calling everyone I know and go, I can't believe Odell's not here? No, I would just feel better. That's all. I would feel better. And I think every Browns fan's lying if they honestly say they wouldn't feel better if he was there. That's all. It's not the end of the world. I still think he's going to be a great receiver for us. I still think this team needs some leadership, and maybe you're right. Maybe
what's the point talking about the finals? We're already in about this. We might as well just go away with this one. 216-578-0092. Do you want to get Freddie's comments again on the record for everybody? This is yesterday, Freddie Kitchens, when he was asked about OBJ not being at voluntary workouts.
I just want to see him.
The last time he was out on last Thursday.
A lot. The offense.
That was cut a little bit tight there.
All right, everyone said he was just annoyed with the questions, but listen to the other one.
All right, let's do it again.
We went through this off the air. Listen to him talking about Baker and his rhythm and his chemistry with the guys. I want you to hear this, and you tell me he doesn't sound annoyed at the question at all. He even expounds on it. Listen to this and tell me whether he's making a point or not.
You know, one thing Baker can get better at, because we ain't got some of our top guys here, but one thing Baker can get better at, although they're not here, is, he's still got to go through his progressions. He's still got to learn how to throw different receivers. He still has to learn how different receivers come in and out of routes. Almost knocked your thing over again. So he can continue to get better with his eyes and with his declarations and with his sights and his heights
and his protection adjustments and things like that. And then throwing the guys, different type guys coming out of breaks, because even when we have all three or four guys here, we have our top six guys. If we have our top six guys, every one of those six is going to come out of a break differently. So that's just extra practice for that type setting. He's done a good job of that.
He didn't sound annoyed to me there. Everyone made it a big deal like he was annoyed with the questioning. He didn't sound annoyed there, but he did make it a case to say, yeah, top six guys.
I'm willing to say
it would be
probably,
extra practice.
I'm willing to say it. I think one hand is going to wash the other. I don't think they're absolutely separate of each other. I'm sure he you'd rather have him be there because, one, you don't want to answer the questions. Two, you want him to be there. Well, really, that's the second thing. The first thing is you want him to be there because you want him to be a part of the team because you're there. And you've been there for 20 hours a day. You're the head coach of the football team. I'm not shocked that Freddie Kitchens would rather have Odell Beckham Jr. there than
not.
That's
all I'm saying.
But what I'm pointing out, and what I will continue to point out until next week, if he shows up, if he comes to to mandatory workouts next week, then everything's fine. If he doesn't, then I guess we'll all have to take the gloves off.
He's got
to
be there next
week,
right?
But when you put something in a
man's contract, at least for some of it, he has
exactly.
to be.
But if you show
I want to hear you say it. He has to be there next week.
Yes, I said that. I just said that.
I'd be a new listener. I want to make sure.
Okay. Yes, folks, he needs to be there. He needs at something that's mandatory, he needs to be in a mandatory workout.
Or our fans going to say it doesn't matter.
Or he better have a damn good excuse. Okay?
Our fans going to say it doesn't matter.
Some fans will, yes. Some fans will. You need to be at a mandatory workout. So
the Browns can get better
next week. I know you call me the populist over here, but I've obviously said it. You wanted me on record. There you go. But if there's voluntary in front of it, it's in his contract. It's voluntary. If you need him there that bad, don't put voluntary there.
Can I tell you?
That simple.
Can I tell you my old gym teacher, Mr. Valtman? This is very important.
Why
I want
is
you to
this
listen.
A story,
Mr. Valtman?
Why are we going down
at
this
West
road?
Geauga Middle School? We had a chin-up bar. Okay.
Yeah.
And Kenny, to this day, my core is not where it needs to be. I struggle with the pull-ups. I do. I've worked on it. It's just not happening for whatever reason. I'll never forget. I had a classmate. He went over to the chin-up bar. We were supposed to do the chin-ups. And he just goes, nope, not today. And Mr. Valtman sprung into action and goes, fellas, missed opportunity. Missed opportunity. I want to know from you, Kenny, in the words of Mr. Valtman, is this a missed opportunity for the Browns to get better right now? For Baker to have chemistry? I mean, you heard him. You heard Freddie say, I want to see Baker with his top guys, all six of them. Is this a missed opportunity? Because right now, Big Ben is with his receivers. Who's getting better right now, the Steelers or the Browns?
That story sucks.
True story, though. Is this a missed opportunity?
All the things you remember that?
Yes. Is it a missed opportunity? I remember that all the time. Absolutely.
Missed opportunity.
I think about that all the time in life. Is it when you have a chance to do something, is it a missed opportunity?
I would say no.
Why not?
He's a paid professional.
Well, no. You didn't.
And voluntary is on the contract.
No, I didn't ask about that. Is that a missed opportunity for the Browns to get better? Because Big Ben made it a point to go to OTAs this year. And
Big Ben made it a point to go to OTAs this year because everybody was on his ass.
Whatever the reasons are.
You can't use Big Ben as an example.
I am using it as an example. Who's getting better?
The Steelers are getting better.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, you could say Baker's getting better because he's throwing to lesser wide receivers than Odell Beckham Jr.
And maybe those lesser wide receivers are getting better because they're getting more time with Baker.
They're not making the team. They'll be on another team once the season starts. Did you hear Freddie? Do we have to play the cut again?
Are they or are they not getting better?
Did you not hear the cut?
Are they or are they not getting better?
You guys just aren't listening.
I just don't think it's a huge deal.
I'm answering the question.
I don't think it's a huge deal. It's not like
I'm answering the question.
Big deal. I didn't ask if it's a big deal. We're going from 0 to 100 on this. Listen to what the coach says, and then tell me he's not trying to send a message.
I don't know. I gotta ask. I'm gonna have.
That's all. That's all I want to know.
All right. I'm gonna have to ask Mr. Tadaro, my fifth grade teacher.
Ask him
for Jim, and then we'll get back to it. Okay.
Ask him what Mr. Tadaro. Ask Mr. Tadaro, Mr. Valtman, if they're hanging out talking about missed opportunities.
Tom Tadaro was a good dude.
Why can't I do a freaking pull up?
Paul and Lorraine, you're next up. You know what? I couldn't do it either.
I never
But my
either.
Reasons were much different than yours.
I would get one, and I'd be like, all right, done.
Paul and Lorraine, we're talking the Browns and the president's physical fitness test. Go
Wide
ahead.
Wide grips are so
hey,
tough.
Man, how you doing? Good morning. I hope all's well with y'all and y'all's Ken. But
hey, Paul.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you, Ken.
Thank you.
Shocker.
And stop and think about it. Reuben Foster showed up for voluntary workouts in Washington, correct?
Yeah, he got hurt.
He blew out his knee, and now he's done for the season.
Yep.
So, yeah, Paul, it's football. Guys get hurt. Guys also get hurt training on their own. A guy just got hurt in baseball getting a massage at home, Correa. Guys get hurt everywhere. Should he not get a massage at home?
No, I'm not saying that, but wouldn't you rather – I don't want to sound like an idiot, but wouldn't you rather have him get hurt
doing something that he's supposed to be doing. And I get that Freddie Kitchens works that, okay? Believe me, I know what it's like to work 20 hours a day. I work 20 hours a day on the flight deck of the USS Forrestal. I did not get paid what Freddie Kitchens is getting paid. If you don't want to work 20 hours a day, don't be an NFL head coach. I'm sorry, Ken. I agree with you 1,000%.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you very much.
But,
don't apologize for agreeing with me.
Thank you for your service.
You're on the right side of the business right now, Paul. You don't have to apologize at all. 216-578-0092. Hey, I know you wanted to talk finals. Guess what? You ain't going to get a chance today.
Whatever.
Because we're back into it. Coming up next, live on The Fan. Pounded 40 says it's a bad look when your quote-unquote superstar player is out buying Rolls Royces and traveling afar while the rest, almost all in parentheses, your other teammates are back in sunny Ohio busting their ass to get better, voluntary or not. Are we really going to start counting Odell Beckham Jr.'s money for him?
Traveling afar.
We're going to do this?
He's just in L.A. I mean, isn't he at USC? He's working out.
Yeah. There's videos of him working out. There's actual
now,
evidence.
Can I be honest, now, when I see people,
I can't believe he'd buy a car
with all the money.
I can't believe him.
Guy's like the biggest celebrity in
football. Next thing you tell him, he's going to be buying a house. 216-578-0092.
He's going to pay
Odell
cash.
Should Odell Beckham Jr. be living in a cardboard box until he shows up to
show his teammates
workouts.
How much he
you
means
guys,
it.
I swear to God, some of you guys are nuts.
But I do think.
And I'm serious about that because I'm about to lose my mind here. And I may be, I'm sorry, Anthony, but I might be showing my ass on this in the long run. But I'm going to say it right now. It's in a contract, okay? The contract is signed. And I know that 99% of the people, unless you're a business owner and you're listening to this right now, if your boss asks you to come to something that's voluntary, 99% of you ain't going to it because it's voluntary.
Oh, Freddie
so
said
when we're
what you said.
To talk
listen,
about this garbage.
3 weeks
stop.
Ago, Kenny. Three weeks
stop.
Ago, Freddie said what you said. He didn't say that yesterday. He totally changed his tune on this.
You got some of these folks out here who get worked into a shoot. You wanted OBJ, and I said this weeks ago, and here we are doing it again. Is you like the idea of trading for Odell Beckham Jr.? You did not like the reality. I told you over and over that he was not going to be a voluntary workout.
You'll like
you
the reality
said he was there
during
one
the season.
Out of 10 times.
You'll like the reality during the season.
Well, they don't like it right now.
Because it's here's what people would get upset about.
Lord Almighty.
Because the rap on OBJ was that he comes in, he comes out, he parachutes in, and he parachutes out. That was the rap on him in New York. That's why Pat Shurmur wanted to get his cell phone
that's
number day
available.
One.
That's why
and
it was available.
But right, that like I don't think Browns fans, the ones that are like crushing us right now for even bringing it up, for even making it a big deal, which, by the way, again, we're not screaming and yelling.
Get ready to play the comments. This is the reason why we're talking about it again. Get ready to play the comments. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lima.
This didn't fall out of the sky that he was made available. And you can debate, and people in New York have, to death, whether or not a guy of his talent should have been a quote-unquote distraction for them. And I know teammates have all said since that no, it was no big deal. He was a great teammate. I haven't heard Eli Manning weigh in on it yet.
Well, I'm sure Eli Manning has a differing opinion here. He threw Eli Manning under the bus.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And I was willing to admit that then, and I'm willing to admit that now. This argument for me is old hat, because before they traded for Odell Beckham Jr., you and I had these arguments over a year ago when we heard about these rumors and how he could be possibly open to it because of Jarvis Landry and with the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield. And we had these arguments about this guy. And yeah, 1,400-yard wide receivers don't just get made available in the middle of their prime. That doesn't happen. So I knew going into the situation, and here I am trying to keep my cool, but I got, he's buying Rolls Royces. Oh, my God.
Well, that's silly.
The stones that's that Odell Beckham Jr. has to buy cars.
He went to a dealership.
Next thing you're telling
me,
he's buying clothes. I cannot believe this. I tell you to buy Ram trucks every time I get a chance to. How dare you? I mean, come on. We are losing our minds. What? Because Freddie Kitchens was asked this, and he answered with this. Go ahead.
Odell next week.
I just want to see him.
The last time
we out on last Thursday.
A lot. The offense.
Offense, yeah.
Hey, Judas Priest. And I got people who are upset. Okay.
Not
fine.
Many. I mean, most Browns fans don't care. I'll admit, I know. I know we bring it up. Most Browns fans don't care about the little things, but I'm telling you, you could never be a head coach in the NFL if you just said nothing matters. If you just say, oh, Johnny Manziel's partying every weekend before the season starts. It's no big deal.
If he is doing something that is, you're bringing up a quarterback, not a wide receiver,
sure.
But if he is doing something that really is going to hurt himself in the long run, and Johnny was doing that, and something that obviously hurts the team, then there's a problem there. And I told you, and I admitted to you before, if this happens next week when there's mandatory in front of what the activity is, then I'm with you. I'll take the gloves off, and away we go on this.
But I think most.
But when you put voluntary in front of it.
I don't think most Browns fans will even care then. I think most Browns fans say show up the day before the season starts.
To these? Oh, that's because
they're
that's
not
a
there.
Possibility.
They're not
that's
in the locker room.
A possibility.
They don't know about team dynamics.
That's absolutely
they don't
a possibility.
Know about a chemistry.
Can't fight you on that.
I mean, I think most Browns fans are like, we got Odell Beckham, talent, who cares?
But I got plenty of people who they say they understand. I don't think they do. To a lot of these guys, you know what? They want to win a Super Bowl. Odell Beckham Jr., I think, wants to win a Super Bowl. I really think he does. I think Baker does. I think that Myles Garrett does. I think they actually want to do something. But you know what? It's also a job to them. And you want to be able to be better in your job. You want to have a promotion. You want to move your way up. You want the American dream. But you know what it also is to you? It's a job. And if you think that there's something you don't want to do, you ain't going to do it.
So what do you
and
think?
And if he doesn't want to do voluntary workouts, which it's marked voluntary, he ain't going to do it. Now, that's the word of the day for me, buddy. Now, so get ready to hear it many
okay.
times.
Now, how often has Myles Garrett been there? I'm genuinely asking.
I think he's either been to most or all.
So do you think Odell looks at him and says, what an idiot. Why is he going to
no,
all that stuff?
No. His decision is his decision.
No, but these come on. These guys, they're just
I'm
like us.
I'm giving you the answer.
Kenny, wait a second. If today, at the golf outing, when Kenny Kidd's not there, you don't think anyone's going to be going, why isn't Kenny Kidd here? Oh, some of our fans. You don't think people talk? You don't think people talk all the time and think about these things? I didn't mean to drag Kenny Kidd into it.
Do I have to answer
I'm just saying,
for Kenny?
It's an example.
Have they in the past 7 years?
Yes, I have every day.
There actually have been. Where's Kenny? But and in, I say, oh, he's at home.
In every workplace, every guy's wondering about what the other guy's doing. Don't act like it's just this insulated environment and, oh, everybody's up to their own. Dude, guys talk about this stuff every day. It's gossip. It's workplace
Fair.
Gossip.
So,
I honestly think more people would be like, why is he here if I showed up?
That's true.
What the hell?
I think
coming to a
saying,
workplace function?
No, what you're saying is probably true.
So you don't think Myles Garrett and or Odell Beckham are wondering why the other person is doing what they're doing? You don't think it
I don't think it's the
mind?
Other way around. I think when you mentioned Myles, I bet it could be that way with Myles. I bet Myles could be wondering why you're in there. But when it comes to Odell, I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. cares that Myles Garrett is at camp. Because if you're wondering whether Myles Garrett's there, Myles Garrett's the number one overall and is seen as a cornerstone of the franchise. Baker Mayfield,
he ain't
then,
making the money Odell
the same
is.
Type of thing.
He's not making
Eventually,
the money Odell is.
He's supposed to, right?
Not right now.
Not off the field, obviously, but when it comes to the contract, he's supposed to. But when you're asking about Myles Garrett's a cornerstone and a number one piece of the franchise. Myles Garrett considers himself a leader.
You don't think
Baker
Odell
Mayfield,
Beckham's a cornerstone right now?
Baker Mayfield is, let me answer this, Baker Mayfield's obviously the face of the franchise and the cornerstone of the franchise. Odell Beckham Jr., no matter what you want to admit, and I know that everybody wants to blow this out of proportion, he is a wide receiver. I am not, if I'm asking for leadership out of a wide receiver, it's either Larry Fitzgerald, who's a one in a million guy, or I'm looking in the wrong place.
Calvin Johnson. There's not a lot of them, though. You're right. There, Julio Jones, but there's not a ton of them. I name the exceptions.
And Julio Jones is right. not where? At no. voluntary OTAs. Yeah.
Now, he's been with that team for a long time. He has chemistry with his quarterback. This is
he's
new.
He's running out of time to win a but, Super Bowl. Maybe he should be there.
But this is new.
He should be there. He's running out of time.
And
him and Matt Ryan should be working on this.
And I know you're being sarcastic. They are talking about that in Atlanta. They are talking about that.
Obviously, yes. But I'm giving you the answer here where – you would look at it and you go, he's a veteran wide receiver. He can take care of his business. I'm just showing you that one is sitting it out to try to prove a point to his organization that he's trying to get a contract. The other guy's doing it because I don't think he trusts anything. I don't think he trusts the NFL. And because the Browns are an organization in the NFL, I think by principle, he doesn't necessarily trust it.
I also think he made
plenty of plans, obviously with the commercial and obviously with other things, that he was not planning to be at Giants OTAs this year.
You are making a ton of excuses for him. By the way, some of them valid. I don't think the trust thing. Like,
I can't say it's the truth because I haven't heard from him.
I wish he trusted
Freddie. I can say that you're right about this. You are right. I am making excuses. I'm speculating. 100% I will admit to that. I'm speculating because I haven't heard from him. But what I'm gathering here is that he's done commercials during the offseason. You mentioned the Saquon Barkley thing. Fine, you got me. I don't think that he planned on going to the Giants camps. I don't believe
he believed that.
I also think that, yeah, there's probably something where voluntary is voluntary, and he's not going to go to something like that. So, yes, I'm making excuses. And so guess what happens next week? If he doesn't show to something that's mandatory, we can replay all this, and you can make me look like the biggest boob in the world. Okay? You've done it before, and you can do it again.
I think you'll be incensed. I think you'll be rightly incensed if he doesn't
show up. Well, because I'll look like an idiot, and yeah, it'll be a little bit personal for me, I'll admit that, because I've stood out here and defended him to you and to Dustin and everybody else. So if he makes me look bad by turn, there is going to be a little bit of a personal tinge in there. I think every fan goes through that. But I could also look at this and say, if he does show up next week, I don't hear anything out of any of you.
No, but what's going to happen?
Because this is about a principle.
No, here's what's going to happen. He will show up next week. I mean, I would hope. He's going to show up next week, and all the fans are going to go, see? No news. I'm going to go, see? This is what the coach wants. He wants the player there. This is why we're happy. The coach wants the player there. Imagine that. At practice to get better at football.
At the thing At the thing that's mandatory.
There's a lot of guys that are there, Kenny. There's a lot of guys getting better at football right now with their team.
Well, there are guys who are there because it's voluntary.
You brought up Myles Garrett.
A guy like Hyman, I don't even know his first name. I just know he caught up. And I know, obviously we know his last name.
Yes.
A guy like Hyman should probably be there because he's trying to make the football team.
Yes.
Odell Beckham Jr. How many guys cut for not going to voluntary
Miles Garrett made the football team.
Go ahead.
And how many guys that are there right now are loving the fact that Odell's not there? Because that gives them an opportunity.
Sure, but those guys will not make the team. I mean, they're going to I do know. There's a bunch of those receivers will not make the team. They can't possibly.
What Lime is saying, they might not make the opening day 53, but they could be on a practice squad. They could be called back into duty and make a game day paycheck if a guy gets hurt.
But what they're doing right now is putting something on tape for the coaches. What they're doing right now is showing what they could possibly do. And there might be some of them that might be planting a seed in a coach's head saying, hey, you know what? That guy just got injured. That guy just got injured. That guy just got in trouble. Let's bring this guy up instead because we've seen something from him because Odell wasn't here and this guy had an opportunity to show us something.
If you wanted to hear Austin Corbett, we're going to push that back to 9:03. Mary Kay's still at 8:25. We're not pushing her anywhere. Austin Corbett, you'll hear from him coming up at 9:03 this morning. Draymond versus Drake coming up, but we're obviously far deep into this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people feel the way that you feel with some other media guys. Are you starting to believe it's a big deal that Odell Beckham Jr. isn't there? I'm not going to say the other words because I don't want to cloud anybody's judgment. I'll keep this above board for you, Tone. Okay? So are you? If you're concerned, I won't bite your head off.
What
I promise.
You just said, Kenny, I don't think me and you are that far apart on this. Neither of us were screaming and yelling at 6 a.m. about this.
Yelling at each other about it.
No, we weren't. We were not.
Raised my voice.
We're not. We are just having a conversation about the team that we love. And none of us are saying it's a disaster that Odell Beckham is there. I wish he was there. I think Freddie has said countless times he wishes he was there. I think you said Freddie wants him there. Where's the big disagreement between me and you? You're just saying CBA, 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 but me and you are not having a huge disagreement. You just made it sound like me and you were at odds over this. We're not.
216-578-0092. We'll get to the people's thoughts on this when we come back. Plenty of them. If you believe that you're worried, I swear to God, I won't yell at you. Okay? 216-578-0092. Do you believe you're getting concerned about OBJ not being with the Cleveland Browns? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on the Fan. If you have a problem with OBJ not being there, because the big debate is whether or not that Freddie has a problem with it, which I would understand if he did as a head coach of the football team. You want everybody there. It's your job's on the line. You're beholden to the talent. You want everybody there. I'm going to get to the phones here. If you have a problem, I'll hear you out. I won't yell at you.
One last sentence before you go to the phones.
What?
Do you think I'm wrong when I say I thought Freddie was sending a message yesterday? You can.
Can I think about that for a second? I don't know how I want to answer that right now. Ray in Bedford, you're first up with the Fan.
All right. I'm sorry if I'm saying I listen to the show every day. I love you guys.
It's so dumb.
All right. Thing sucks.
Go ahead there, Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
All right. So let me dive into this. So, we already know what Odell Beckham is doing here. The day after he was traded, it was reported that he wanted his contract reworked. He wanted the Antonio Brown contract, obviously, or more, or second.
Reckless speculation.
That.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it's reckless speculation.
We don't know. If he sits out next week, Ray, then you probably have a point.
All right, but you have. Let me get to my
other point here. It is a thought.
Let me get to my other point here.
All right.
A little AI for you guys. We're talking about voluntary OTAs, not the game.
Okay.
He's doing it.
Ray, if he sits out next week, and thank you for the call. If he sits out next week, I'll take the gloves off. We'll go after it. But I'm going to continue to defend what's in the contract.
You know, okay, by the way, it was Ian Rapoport.
The work agreement between the players and the owners.
Just real quick, it was Ian Rapoport who tweeted that the night they got Odell Beckham, and everyone was like, oh, so what, he's going to sit out until he gets it? I have not heard anything about that. There has not been any discussion.
Well, why would you go, if you wanted a bigger contract, why would you go to one voluntary workout?
Why did he show up to the
one?
Why
did you go to any? Because Duke Johnson wants a different contract. Well, he really wants traded. He's not going to any.
He hasn't stepped foot in Berea yet.
I think it's worthwhile to speculate whether or not Duke Johnson will ever walk into Berea again.
I agree.
But for Odell Beckham, I don't know how much that washes when he was at a session, and he was at a session that the media couldn't ask him questions at, and then he wasn't there for the media
scrum. Did Antonio Brown get that contract right? Is he now the highest paid receiver?
Yes, he did.
So there was speculation, and I remember vividly, it was because I've been waiting for it, but nothing's been said, so I don't want to put Odell in that category.
Can't believe you didn't.
But Ian Rapoport had tweeted that because of that contract that Antonio Brown got, that Odell Beckham was going to want that contract or $1 more. That is not in any way, his agent has not conveyed that. It hasn't been reported since, so I don't know that that's true.
All right, let me get to Todd in Lakewood. Todd, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
You too, Lima.
Oh, come on, Todd. I get what you're doing. I get it.
I don't blame you guys so much. This is the radio version of clickbait. I call it dial bait. This is
got you to call, didn't we?
It worked.
Yeah. How about that? This is all a tempest in a teapot because we knew before Odell Beckham came to Cleveland that he was not going to do OTAs. We knew it. So why is everybody's panties twisted? There's no reason for it to be twisted. There's really no reason to even talk about it other than people like Colin Coward are making it.
And Anthony Lima. No, Todd.
No, there's reasons. Todd, let me ask you this.
Todd, stay on the line real quick. Okay. I agree. I did not think he was going to show up to a bunch of stuff. All I was saying when they traded for him was, hey, the Giants, they made sure that everyone knew that he was in and out of stuff. That's probably going to be the case in Cleveland. And people said, no, he loves it in Cleveland. He's going to do everything. And then when he started not showing up to stuff, then all the Browns fans said, well, why would he show up? It's voluntary and all that. All I'm saying, Todd, is I thought yesterday was the first time that Freddie was sending an alarm like, hey, he better show up next week. That's all. That's all I thought.
But I don't think really, I think he was making a statement of fact. I don't think that was a message.
Okay.
I think that was, I'm a coach. I want all my players there. But the league bargaining agreement says he doesn't have to be here, so he's not. I think it was just that's all it was because that's the matter-of-fact way that Kitchens does everything. He talks that way about everything. It's always matter-of-fact. He doesn't hold back. He tells you what he thinks. That's what he thinks. No big deal. It's not a reason to say, oh, the Browns are in trouble.
No, I don't think we're saying that, Todd.
All right, Todd, we'll see you in hell.
Honestly,
thanks for the call.
Get off the air. I don't think we're saying that.
It's the tempest in the teapot.
I know it's like, because Ken
see
and I.
See in the cupboard.
When Ken
it's
and
the
I,
fish in the barrel.
When Ken and I get in these arguments, yes, we start to raise our voice because we're getting in an argument. But Kenny and I have said from moment one, we don't think it's the end of the world. But we're going to talk about it.
I would hope it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, we don't think the Browns are going 6-10.
Well, some of you guys just live in your fears way too much and you think it's the end of the world. Yes, Owen.
We had the call about, him wanting a new contract. Do you think regardless of the contract, he's still the highest paid player on the roster
right now. Yes.
Don't you think that would lead him to need to be here? That the Browns would want him here more because they've made that big investment in him?
I think a lot of people are wondering that and maybe thinking that. I just don't see it as equating to the leadership factor. Yeah, Baker Mayfield is your 100% leader of that football team, and Baker Mayfield makes a lot less money than Odell Beckham Jr. At some point, he'll make a lot more.
No, I'm not talking leadership, a lot less money. Though. This isn't a leadership thing.
So
this is an investment thing.
Well, just because you pay him a lot of money, you pay him a lot of money for what he does on Sundays. You expect him to be ready to go on Sunday. I don't expect him to be ready to go for voluntary OTAs. I know that that's an easy answer, but that is the expectation. Nobody pays guys to practice.
I
know that Junior Seau once said that, but they really don't.
They pay you for your performance. Can I ask you a knock on wood question?
Josh Lenz would be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL if that were the case.
And Devin Kajus. Can I ask you a knock on wood question?
What?
What's his guaranteed money situation? Like, is he at all worried? He's seen guys get injured around the league. There seems to be one in every camp. Is he worried that if he comes to any of this, that
he
if he
get hurt doing anything?
Well, sure.
But I think
he's
that
sure. he's working out right
too.
Now. Yeah, of course
I
he
think
can.
There's probably that too, because at least you have a peace of mind knowing you got hurt on your terms.
You said
you didn't
the
get
trust
hurt on
thing.
A team's terms. I think there's definitely trust issues. I don't think that he really thought he would ever get traded from the Giants. I don't think he ever thought that. Like, he really thought they'd squeeze the trigger and trade him. And when they trade him, you're trading a 1,400-yard wide receiver. It ain't because of the play. He knows why, and I think everybody knows why. And so I think that he is distrusting of the Giants because I bet if we are speculating and making excuses, which I am, if you want to hit reckless speculation, you can go right on ahead. The Maras and the Tishes were so against this. I'm willing to bet someone in the Mara family talked to him. You're going nowhere. And then all of a sudden they make that decision.
Reckless speculation.
It's fair. It's fair. But I think that, yeah, there's probably a lot of it where he sees the business of it. Where the Browns, John Dorsey, at the end of this season, he could say, you know what, this has been a disaster and I'll trade him now. He could say that at any point. You mentioned it yourself. Jarvis Landry, will Jarvis Landry be here after next year? Question. So his buddy might be gone, which I can't sit there and firmly deny every single time.
And, yeah, most teams don't pay two receivers that much money that are winning teams.
And remember, if we're going over the scoreboard here, I've told you many times, I don't think he's going to retire at Cleveland Brown whatsoever. This will probably last about 3 years. They'll look at that contract. He's going to want still more because he's 29 years old at that time. The Browns are going to be getting ready to pay Baker Mayfield. They're probably not going to afford it. It's probably going to end with acrimony. 216-578-0092. I'm just trying to be as realistic as possible about it. Big Joe in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing this
morning? Horrible, Joe. Go ahead.
No, you're not doing horrible. Hey, my thing is this. In college, we had spring voluntary workouts, and in the summer, I had them for basketball as well. There would be guys that were a lot better than me that wouldn't show up. And all. I know this isn't the same level we're talking about, but I mean, if you're ready on day one, that's all I cared as a teammate. You know, if you're ready to go, you know the playbook. We're not.
Joe, you're breaking up a little bit. I get what you're saying, and thank you for the call. Everybody wants to imagine that their wide receiver on their favorite team is going to be Jerry Rice, but it's the same thing in any workplace. I don't know. Lyman and I are very close. But there's a lot of things between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. that I don't know what Lima does. And frankly, it's none of my business. Lima shows up, I swear to God, Lima shows up every day to work and for the most part performs at a high level until he makes stupid arguments. And then I have to knock him down a peg or two. But he shows up and performs at a high level. So unless he stops doing that, it is not my business to ask you or Kenny or Owen what you guys are doing in your personal lives.
I was practicing.
That's voluntary work.
I was practicing my arguments last night till 3:30 a.m.
I'm sure you were.
I bet you were.
Staring into the mirror like Skip Bayless.
My two friends.
Bobby and Brunswick. They were grilling you. Bobby and Brunswick, you're next up in the Fan.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I kind of equate Odell to that stripper that you've been throwing money at all night, and you go back the next day, and you finally get her real phone number. You finally get her real name. She's this.
Where do you find
shiny.
These analogies? Where do you?
I'd
find
like to hear more,
analogies.
Bobby.
Let me hold on.
Let me hear your cautionary tale.
Thank
yeah.
You, Lima. Yeah. Okay. He can. Lima relates. But you know, he's this diva. He is what he is. He's not going to change. Like a stripper, she is who she is. She's not going to change. He could be the greatest thing in the world to the Browns, but you already know going in that he could absolutely wreck your life, too, and turn this into just an absolute
I don't think he
marriage.
Can. I don't think he can. I don't think if you're letting a wide receiver wreck your football team, then you have no leadership. And I would still I do the same thing. Well, hold on. I go on tangents about Ben Roethlisberger and the lack of leadership he had with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Odell Beckham Jr. tears his football team apart, then I got to look at number six.
Ken, how many diva wide receivers have torn a football team apart in the past? There's been tons.
Who?
Michael Irvin.
They won three Super Bowls.
I would like that kind of success before they tear
yeah.
our team apart.
What are we talking about here? They won three Super Bowls, Bobby.
No, he can be a wedge in the locker room. And Baker, I honestly don't think Baker's putting up with this crap anymore. I think he's saying stuff behind the scenes. You want to call it reckless speculation?
That is reckless, Bobby.
Reckless speculation.
Today's the day.
No, but OBJ not showing up by now is absolutely ridiculous. His little Instagram story, Snapchat. Stupid thing he did in the locker room. That was just like a little tease, you know, oh, hey, I'm here. I've got orange and brown on, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you show up and be a man?
Now, Bobby, devil's advocate. Bobby, I get what you're saying. Devil's advocate. When he goes off for 200 yards in game one of the season, what are we going to be saying here?
Oh, I'll be slurping him up. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, but he needs to be there now.
All right, Bobby. Thank you for the call.
The process for guys like that, this is where I agree with Ken.
Thank you.
I don't think that Odell Beckham, this is going to impact his play on the field one iota. I don't. What I'm talking about are kind of the, and the things that are tough to actually put a finger on, which we talk about leadership, and you're right, most wide receivers aren't the guys to look to for leadership. Mm-hmm. Also, what other guys on a team think. When I brought up Myles Garrett, I know some people, and we'll get to this, we'll get to Mark here in a truck, but what other guys on a team think and how they relate and those dynamics and team building and all that stuff that we can't put a finger on, and the process stuff. I mean, you joke about all the time, the Patriots, and I know Tom Brady's not showing up at OTAs, but they have built up something over time.
He gets away with it.
For sure. But I do think I do think in sports there are little things that add up that it's tough to put a finger on. I really do.
That's fair. But you understand what I did just say to Bobby, is that when your football team fails, I need to look at leadership, and I really do think that if a wide receiver, and I said this about the Steelers, and I'll say this about any, if you let a wide receiver tear your football team apart, I look at the guys above it. I look at the head coach and quarterback.
And that's why you're saying, thank God we have Baker. Because if you didn't have Baker, if you had a Ryan Tannehill, or if you had a Jay Cutler, then I think we'd all be like, yeah, I kind of think Odell should be there, because I don't know that we have the guy under center who can handle all of that.
You look at what's happened here, and you want a case in point, you want to mention the Patriots again. We spent shows on shows on shows for 6 years about Josh freaking Gordon and waiting for Gordon and waiting for Godot in that case and when he was going to come back. He didn't have a quarterback. He didn't have a leader. He didn't have any of that. So we sat there and we begged and moaned and pleaded with the NFL to please let Josh play. And meantime, he wasn't even able to play in the playoffs because, again, he fell into problems again. He wasn't able to play for the Patriots, and nobody seems to care because they got Tom Brady. They got Bill Belichick, and those are leaders. So I leave it to your guys who are above it. I don't, if you have a wide receiver who causes this much of a problem, that's why I don't think it's a big deal. Freddie's got to deal with it, and Baker's got to deal with it. I yell at them. I blame the parents in that case. 216-578-0092. Let me get the Mark in a truck real quick. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Merrick.
Hello,
Merrick. Hey. So, Anthony.
Hey.
Are you, like, one of those weak-minded individuals that sit next
yes.
to coworkers?
End of story, yes. No, I stopped like, you at why? Weak-minded, yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Mark.
The other question is who, not so much question, but who really cares that, I mean, Odell's not there. They're voluntary.
We heard Bobby in Brunswick. Bobby in Brunswick was letting us have it about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Maybe he has, like, a legitimate reason. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he has syphilis.
I knew it. I looked at you. I looked at Kenny. I knew it.
What do you mean? Syphilis. 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 Syphilis.
21 need a break cases in the action.
Syphilis. I said I have syphilis. Oh, my God, Hannah.
Reckless speculation. Yeah.
We don't know. I can't confirm or deny. That would be a reason not to come.
I got nothing to say. It has turned
about
into a lifetime movie with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my God. About time.
Just shut up
Can
over
I
there.
Can I break down game one of the finals?
No.
Let's do that at about 9:58.
All right. Do you care about the finals again? Because I think more people care about Drake and Draymond Green than they do about actually breaking down the finals over there. I don't think people care, Anthony. I know it bothers you.
I like the NBA.
No, you're not going to get any X's and O's. Go listen to your Zach Lowe podcast, all right? Because it ain't going to happen here. But I do think maybe people will care more now that Toronto has won game one of the NBA Finals. Yes. And why Drake, I give him a little bit of credit. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.